Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text some people and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down on today. Glory to God. For we know that this is the day that the Lord has made. And I hope everybody woke up this morning with a joyful heart, rejoicing in the Lord. Glory to God. Just for being alive, just for touching the blood and making it run warm through your veins. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go ahead, amen, with our announcements on today. I want to encourage you each and every time we give these announcements. You know, we're not just giving them just to be talking. We're giving them to you so you can come on and hear ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, we are a ministry without walls. Glory to God. But guess what? God rains down on a ministry without walls so well as he do a ministry with walls. Oh, my God. You better say that. So I want to encourage you to listen to the shows, you know, write it down if you can't remember it all, but sometimes I know we can't. But guess what? We write it down, and then we can go back and listen to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to encourage you on Tuesday night. We have one word from the Lord. That's Apostle Yvonne Ralph and Pastor Joseph Ralph. They come on every Tuesday night at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up with them on Facebook. Go ahead and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rowles and let her know what the need may be. And you can inbox Pastor Joseph Rowles and let him know what your need is. Glory to God. Isn't that something? Because you got people, that, amen, there that's willing and ready to help you. So don't say that, you know, I ain't got nobody to help me. I don't know. You can contact any of us from the Wild Team. They call us the Wild Team, WOW, okay, without wall, wow, okay? You can contact any of us, and we will get you to them if that's what you want. You know, God is moving, so don't miss the move of God. We're expecting God to do some great and mighty things. So guess what? You got to be open to the spiritual things. You know, sometimes people walk all the way in that same old religious, you know, but come on into a new you. Come on into a new thing and let God be God in your life and see what he can do in your life. Amen. Because if you have never experienced it, you really don't know. Let's move on. I want to encourage you on Saturday. That was yesterday at none other than Faith Come By Hearing. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. It was awesome, awesome, just awesome. Glory to God. Elder preached a storm. Amen. Glory to God. The storm was kind of raging outside a little bit, but guess what? Elder preached a storm. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That cleared the airwaves. Glory to God. So I encourage you to make sure that you tune in every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. She's a prayer warrior. She don't mind meeting you wherever you want to meet you at. Amen. She prays her heart out. She gives it all. Hallelujah. She don't give you none of them little cute prayers. She go down and get on down with the get down. So I encourage you to listen every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, a Prophetic Corner Ministry, and I come on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the next hour, but I'm going to give you a little break. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break to go get you some Kool-Aid, some water, ginger ale. Now, understand what I'm saying, ginger ale, okay? Get you some ginger ale, cookies, chips, donuts, whatever you might want. Glory to God. And you'll come back and you'll hear none other than Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now, you can go over and show Minister Elaine some love. She's also an author. So I want to encourage you. You can go on Amazon and buy her book. If you don't know how to do that, then just contact either of us, like I said, and we will help you to get to her, to get her book, Glory to God. It's a good read, so you would want to go and purchase this one now because she has another one coming out. And that way you'll be familiar with the author, Glory to God. So I encourage you to go over and buy that book, so the first copy, then you can get ready for the second e-book. Now, ain't that something? You'll get one, and you'll get two books right there from the same author, like really quick. Hey, glory to God. So I encourage you to go over and do that. And I encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partner, you will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. You know, $25 now don't go a long way, you know, like you used to. If you go and you order one entree and a drink, you have already almost exceeded $25. Sometimes you ask, well, what did I buy? I know this one person, amen, when sometimes they go out and eat and they're like, my goodness, what did I get? It don't take long, I'm telling you. So $25 really ain't a lot for what you get. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. It's not a lot what you'll get in ministry. You can't pay for ministry, so $25 will help. But they always want to give the more. Because if you ask God to help you to give more into the kingdom of God, you know, he'll give you more. He'll give you some so you can spend it also. He is not a God that will give you just enough. But now let me help you. When you get that and you ask God to give you more so you can sow into the kingdom of the ministry, remember, make sure you put that money in there. Because if it don't, you'll be like a bucket with a hole in it. Every time you get something, it'll go right out. Glory to God. So remember that. You know, sometimes people don't realize that all this that we say is true. But it's true. It's the word of God. Amen. You don't want your pockets empty. Hallelujah. You want to make sure that you're doing the right thing. You know, even with money, people don't think that that happens. But it does. It happens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you want to make sure that you're rounded in the word of God and you're rounded in your giving. You know, you don't want to be discombobulated where you're just doing anything and everything. You want to make sure you're rounded. I'm rounded in the word of God. My life is surrounded with the word of God. So if he say give, then I'm going to give. And he said he'll give it back. Good measures pressed down, shaken together. He said running over shall me and give unto your bosom. That's what I'm saying. So you got to be rounded in the word of God. The word of God shall surround you each and every day. Glory to God. Because if you say you are in Christ, you are a new creature. So that word should be surrounding you and you should be rounded in the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. I'm going to open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I want you to press the 1 and I'm going to bring you in. Glory to God. God is good. I don't want you to give me your name. Just give me your prayer request and where you're calling from. Because I don't want you to put all your business out here on Straight Street. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you have a prayer request, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. You know, God is good, and he is moving in these last days. He's healing, too. He's still healing. Hallelujah. Because whatever he's doing in this season, you don't want him to do it without you. Glory to God. No one has pressed the 1, so I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for today, oh God. We come before you, Lord, as humble children, as we know how, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, and we know you as a healer. We know you, Lord God, as a peacekeeper. We know you, Lord God, as a peacemaker. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for we know that you can heal and keep the peace, Lord, all at the same time. We don't serve a God that's not on time. We serve a God that's right on time. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory, oh God. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, whatever they may need, Lord God, they may need healing in their mind. They may need healing in their mortal body. So, Father God, they may need healing in their very soul, Lord God. And they may be confused in their mind, Lord, because we know it ain't you. It's the devil trying to confuse them. So, Father God, we pray right now to stable them in their mind, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that you are there, huh? And you have not left them, huh? You said, I'd never leave you nor forsake you. Hey, hey, my God. Huh? You got to stand on his word and know that he is there. He won't leave you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God, Lord God, for the people of God, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know every word, Lord God, that you speak in the Bible is yea and amen, Lord God. You said, Lord God, your word shall not return unto you void. But we got to believe that we stand praying that your word shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, on today for the word that's coming forth, Lord. Those that have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you're saying it's time out for playing church, but it's time to be the church. My Lord, in the name of Jesus. Taking the word serious and using it in our everyday life in the name of Jesus to cast out things that's not like you, Lord God. To lay the heavy burdens at your feet, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high, Lord. But we know if it had not been for you, we wouldn't be here on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father God, we pray for the mothers and the fathers on today, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for the mothers that had to be the mother and the father on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the fathers, Lord God, as they come up and stand up and be fathers, Lord God, in these last and evil days, oh God. Lord God, that they spend more time with their children, Lord God, and tell them what's wrong and what's right, Lord God, and lead them and guide them in your word, Lord, and let them know the only thing that matters is what they do for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's not hanging out with their friends, Lord God. It's not even going to the movies, Lord God, which you don't mind them doing all those things, but they got to put you first in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you on today, Lord God, for every word, Lord God, every spoken word, Lord God, every prophetic word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we bless the fathers on today. Let them have an awesome day and a good day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, they put you first. And nothing else, Lord God, nothing else, Lord God. Oh, my God, shall overwhelm them, Lord, because you'll be right there all the time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that he is in control. You got to know that you know that you know that you know, and then you got to know some more that he is in control. Hallelujah. I think so many times what happens, we read the word of God, but we don't really let it get down and sink down in our heart as to what it meant, you know, because it's something simple as he would say, you know, you need to put me first. But you know what? You don't think about things like that. You go on and say, well, you know what? Yeah, I don't believe that was God. So I'm saying that. But you better believe it. He said, put me first. There's somewhere along the line that you have put him second and everything else is coming up first. So you have to go back and reevaluate that thing and see what you're doing. You can say, well, you know what, when I get up in the morning, do I thank God? Do I do this? Do I do that? Or do I first call and see what Sister JJ doing, or what Sister Susie Loopy doing, or what Sister JJ and them did last night, or where did they go and what did they do, and is they going to talk junk or talk mess or what? Sometimes you put all those things first. Hallelujah. Even before you even go and clock in on the clock, you put all everything first. And not once have you said, Lord, I thank you. I give you glory. I praise your name. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to wake up this morning and go to this job. Sometimes you have to listen to yourself, hallelujah, and just say, well, you know what? I have not did that. I have not. Sometimes you have to do a self-examination. I have not did that, and I really hadn't. So just stop. If you're talking to Susie Loopy, just tell her, well, Susie Loopy, I'm going to let you go right now because it's something I got to take care of that's more important than what you're talking about, what Sarah and them did last night. Oh, my God, what poster boy and them did and how they hung out and had the red cups. There's something more important. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So you just got to understand. You got to just let it go. Well, Susie Lucy, I'll talk to you later, baby. Okay, maybe we can talk later, but I don't want to hear about what they did. Did you tell them about the word of God? You knew it. Did you tell them, hallelujah, was you out there with them with the red cup? Oh, my God, my God. Let's move on, hallelujah. Glory to God. He is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I want you to go ahead and turn to the book of Jonah. I know, y'all, this is a familiar chapter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can y'all hear me? Amen. I'm getting a lot of feedback on my end. Just someone from the Wild Team, can you text in, make sure you can hear me? I was having some temporary difficulties earlier. Just text me and let me know that you can hear me, because I'm getting a lot of feedback on my end, a lot of static. Glory to God. You know, God is good. Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. And he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Now we're going to get into the word of God. We're going to talk about Jonah here, chapter 1. Glory to God. You know, I know y'all familiar with this chapter, but every time I read this chapter, you know, he gives me something different. So every time you read, you should get something different out of this chapter. You know what? Let me just say this before I start. I don't know who you are. Hallelujah. Let me just rephrase that. I don't know who you are. Amen. I understand you're on this line. There's someone on this line that they don't really believe in me. But you know what? You don't have to believe in me. Believe in this word that I'm going to give you. Hallelujah. That's what you do. Hallelujah. I'm just going to tell it like it is. See, we're keeping it real deal now. You know? So it's okay. It's okay. But when I get through this word of God, it's going to touch you in a mighty way. I'm getting a lot of feedback, so I hope y'all can hear me. I don't know what's going on. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, you believe in this word that I'm going to give you. And if you follow along in this word, it will give you what you'll understand what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You will understand what I'm talking about. So we're going to go ahead on and get in this word. You know, sometimes people say they don't believe, but guess what? You know, God will make a believer out of you. He had to make a believer out of me. We are in the last days. Can't you see everything that's happening? Look at all the different, they were talking about on the TV, I saw some kind of different locals or something don't show up to every 17 years. Ain't that something? And they showed up. Now you come on now, and you see them how they're bothering people. One of them lit on the president's neck, you know, and I saw it. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, and I've seen them out on the ground, too, also. So don't you know, amen, we are living in the last days. So if you're not a believer, you can be a believer right now. Believe in the word of God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to hear me, but believe in this word. So let's get on with this word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jonah chapter 1. You know, you can run, but you can't hide. Don't you know you can run all you want to? You can go everywhere you want. You can go all across the United States. You can get on a plane. Hallelujah. You can get on a boat. You can get on the big cruise ship. You can get on a helicopter. You can get in your car. You can run. Hallelujah. But you can't hide. I don't know why people think that God don't see everything that they do. And that's what Jonah thought. He thought he can get in this boat and go somewhere where he shouldn't even went. He didn't do what he had him to do, was telling him to do. You know, obedience is better than sacrifice. But we got to learn how to obey and serve. Do you know how to obey? If you can't obey and serve, then chances are you're not going to obey what God tells you to do. If you can't obey your leaders, as elders say, hallelujah, you know, chances are you're not going to obey what God tells you to do. And you say you hear from him, but you can't obey your leaders, something wrong. That's a self-examination. You need a checkup, hallelujah. And you don't need to go to the doctor. That's a Jesus checkup. Say, Jesus, check me up so I can do right. Let's move on in the word of God, hallelujah. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. You see, he gave Jonah some specifics right there. He said, go to Nineveh. He said, go over there. He said, because the word of the Lord, it has came up, their sin has came up, meaning everything that they were doing, they were stealing over there. They were prostituting over there. There was witchcraft over there. They were doing all kinds of stuff that they shouldn't have been doing. Glory to God. So he said, go, and he saw it. So he gonna send Jonah over there to talk to him. But guess what? Let's see what happens. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish. Now, did he tell him to go there? No, he didn't. From the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, don't you know Jonah can run all he want to, but guess what? It didn't matter. He could run, but he couldn't hide because he was going to get him anyway. You know, people can do stuff, and they think God don't see them, but he sees everything you do. He knows when one of your hair fall out your head. He know when you lose a toenail. He knows it. Hallelujah. He know when you can't sleep at night. He knows it. He knows if someone done something to you don't like. You may not admit it, but he knows it. He knows it all. So you can run, but you can't hide. Whenever he told you, well, like, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go over there, and I want you to give, amen, give $20 to this person and tell him to go eat some lunch. Oh, my God, my God. Now, don't you know he know if you gave it to him or not? He said, well, Lord, I'm going to keep my $20. He know that if you had it to give, he knew that. He wouldn't say, he ain't going to tell you to do nothing that you ain't got. Understand that. That's one thing I learned. And when he tell you to give it, one thing he do, he'll tell you to give sometime. And guess what? When you give it out, it'll be coming back to you right then. I remember this person told me, hallelujah, glory to God, that, you know, they said, well, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you this. Okay, and there's this other person who's been owing them for 4 or 5 years. But guess what happened? Once they released that and gave it to me, they called me back and told me, so you know what? When I released that and gave that to you, this person been owing me four or five years. They called me and told me, you know what? I've been owing you so long, I need to pay you. So they gave it right back to them, gave them their money. But guess what? They gave them even more than what they gave me. So they gave them back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you see, you can run, but you can't hide. Let's move on. But the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Oh, my God. When all that storms and the storms were raging against the ships, the winds were beating against the ship. Can you imagine all that going on in the sea? The waves, they were rocking the waves. The waves were rocking the boat. The boat was cracking because Jonah got on there, and he shouldn't have been. He shouldn't have did that. If he was going to get on the ship, he should have went where he was supposed to go. But see, he went to the wrong place. He was going to the wrong place thinking he can hide. He can run. He can hide from God. But you can't hide. Hallelujah. If he asks you to do something, do it. I know sometimes you might be shaking in your shoes. You might be a little scared, you know, but you know what? You go on and do it because I know sometimes you will get like that. But guess what? It's okay. But you got to know if he tells you to do something, he's already made the way for them to receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. But before you go, pray and make sure. Say, Lord, okay, you want me to do this thing. And then if he tells you yes, go. Then that's what you do. Hallelujah. But don't think sometimes everything that he tells you sometimes, you say, Lord, what do you want me to do? You want me to pray or do you want me to go tell him? So tell me, what do you want me to do with this? You know, sometimes we'll go and we'll react on stuff, but it ain't time for that person to know that. But sometimes when he tells you something, he wants you to pray about it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Let's go down to verse 5. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship unto the sea. In other words, they were throwing stuff out in the sea thinking that, you know, it'll be okay because the wind and the waves were raging and the winds were beating up against the ship. The water was coming over into the ship. Hallelujah. Oh, can you imagine they was just so upset saying, we going to die in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So they were trying to lighten it of them, but Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. See, ain't it something? See, they up there praying to their God, not to the true God, but they was up there praying to their God. That's what they knew. So they was praying to their God, hallelujah. In other words, they weren't believing yet. But hold on, didn't I tell you, it'll come. Ah, my God, my God. And they was up there praying to their God, and Jonah was down there asleep. And he was the one that brought on all this stuff. Ain't it something how people will tell you, okay, this is, you lose this scenario. They said, well, you know what, I want you to pray for me. Okay, and guess what they're doing? They gone out to the club. They gone out with JoJo. They gone over there with who knows who. Hallelujah, drinking with the red cups. You know, I got them over there at home praying for me, so I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm good. No, if you asking me to pray for you, then guess what? You need to be praying too. Don't tell me to pray and then you go ahead on and you watch TV. No, when you say pray, I say, okay, let's get down now and let's go ahead and do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't go somewhere else and, okay, well, I'm going to go on. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to let them go ahead on and pray for me. No, you need to stay at home. Glory to God. And get on your own rusty knees and begin to pray. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. So he was down in the ship and they prayed to their God. Hallelujah. The only one that they knew right then, because they hadn't became believers yet. But just hold on. Let's see what happens here. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be it that God will think upon us that we perish not. He said, hold up. You down here sleeping. He said, call on your God. Hallelujah. So he can help us so we won't die out here with all this bad weather going on, the storms are raging, the lightning, the thundering, and the wind beating up against the ship, the waves, hallelujah. Come on, cry out to your God, because they know the one they were crying out to, it didn't work. It wasn't working. Hallelujah. So they asked him to cry out to his God. And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to really, really cry out to God. I think what it is now with a lot of time, people have gotten away from prayer. They don't think prayer is important. Hallelujah. You know, you'll come with the little cute prayers and all that. Yeah, you know, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Nah, you got to get down and do some, my God, some slobbering and some other things. Hallelujah. Cut the TV off and all that. We talk about this all the time. Hallelujah. But, you know, that's what it is. You know, I can give you a little cute prayer. I can give you a little cute prayer, but I can't really give you a prayer that I know going to work. And when I'm praying, I expect it to work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know it's going to work because I'm not going to go and call on the name of the Lord and it ain't going to work. And I know, hallelujah, I know him. Nah, you better believe what you're praying for, because sometimes you don't believe what you're praying for. That's why it don't work. Hallelujah. And even if it don't work right then, guess what? You keep praying. It's going to work. Eventually, it's going to work. Because I remember a time when I'm like, Lord, I'm just tired of this. I'm tired. Glory to God. And I continue to pray, and I continue to pray, and I continue to pray. So finally, that thing ceased. Did it cease right then? No. Did it take it a minute? Yes. But I didn't give up. I held on with all hope. And our Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what? It did. It ceased. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. That don't mean it's going to happen right then. Just continue to pray. Once you prayed the prayer, then you give him the prayer of thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you because I know you're going to handle this, Lord. Oh, my God. Let's move on. Verse 7. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Well, see, when he got ready to board the ship, he told them, you know, he said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Tarshish. I'm going away. I'm running away from the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, see, he told them that, so now you know they remember, right? But they were just trying to figure it out in the beginning. But then you can imagine, it just went off in their brain. Okay, hold up. That man said he was running from the Lord. That's who caused all these storms. Glory to God. He caused all this wind and waves and all this different stuff to go on in the sea. It's because of him. Don't you know that what they were saying? I can imagine how they were talking. You know, hold up, wait a minute. He caused this. Let's see what verse 8 said. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause the evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. So he was explaining to them who he was, and he was explaining to them who his God was, and explaining to them what happened, the reason he was running. Glory to God. You can run, but you can't hide. Don't you know he see everything you do, everywhere you go, every word you speak, every breath you take, he hear it. Glory to God. If your heart skip a beat, glory to God, beat, he hear it. Glory to God. So you got to know that you know that you know. He knows. Hallelujah. Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Now, see, if he hadn't told them, they wouldn't have known. But see, he had already gave himself away. And though you think they wasn't going to remember it, hallelujah, when all that started to happen, yes, he had gave himself away. He had told them when he first got ready to get on the ship. So you see, that goes to show, if you don't tell a person anything, then they don't know, hallelujah, because they didn't know the Lord yet. These people didn't, the ones that was on the ship, they didn't know it. And Jonah was down there laying up sleeping, and all the winds and waves and all that was beating up against the ship, the water coming over in the ship. Oh, my God, can you imagine? And they trying to get everything off the ship, because they was thinking if they lighten the load, then they would be okay. So they was throwing stuff off the ship. Glory to God. Let's move on. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was temperate. In other words, it was bad. That's what he was saying. It was terrible. He said, so what do we need to do with you? Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's see what he told him. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon me. He was saying this happened because of me. So what you need to do is take me up and cast me in the sea and it will stop. But you know, ain't that something, hallelujah. When we pray, you know, we expect for it to stop, hallelujah. But we got to continue to pray. He said, man, I'll always pray and faint not. We need to get back to prayer. Some of our prayer lives are not where they need to be. So we need to learn how to pray and what to pray and make sure we're praying for what we need and not going all out there in third field. Well, if you're sick in your body, there's no need. You're praying for money and glory to God. Yeah, you may need to go to the doctor. I hear that. But you're praying that God give you millions, yes, and all that. But what you need right then is a healing. And then after you get your healing, then you have to start to give you your millions. You know, things need to be in perspective. That's what I'm saying. You need to come full circle. You know, if your children asking out, what do you need to pray for? You need to pray that God will heal those children and bring them back into remembrance of his word. Oh, my God. You don't need to be going out there praying, well, Lord, I need you to give them a car. They need a new car. You need to be praying that God save their very soul. Because if he save their soul and he fix them up and then he can pick them up and put them on straight street, then they can go out there and work and buy their own car. So you got to remember what you're praying for. In other words, I hear you. You got to have some target prayers. Glory to God. That's where we at now. Have some target prayers. Because if you are praying, oh, here we go. We're praying for a man. Oh, God, I need one, Lord. But you know your heart is so far away from God, and you ain't where you need to be. What you need to do is ask God to heal you on the inside out. Whatever's going on in my heart, Lord, take it out so I can be effective in a marriage. Because some things that you've got on the inside of you, you ain't going to be able to take it over in your marriage. Because next thing you know, y'all won't be together in that marriage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Instead of two become one, but instead you'll have three in there. Hallelujah. It won't be God. Hallelujah. It'll be the devil. Because you're always raising saying things don't go your way. Glory to God. So you got to do that. Okay, let's move on from that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Let's do verse 13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was temperate against them. In other words, they rode hard trying to get back to land. But you know what? Because Jonah obeyed, it was God's will, everything that was happening, that Jonah don't get back to land, because if he had got back to land, he still may not have done what God told him to do. So guess what? They said they rowed and they rowed. Can you imagine? They were rowing, trying to get their ship back to land, but they just couldn't do it because the wind and the waves were beating against the ship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, is the wind and the waves beating against your ship? Are you going through so many trials and tests and because you hadn't done what he asked you to do? Glory to God. Because I can tell you, I remember. I'm one of them. Hallelujah. I was going through so much, and I remember. Amen. A long, long, long time ago. Hallelujah. And this prophet, they came and she said, God is preparing you for a court battle. And that was about 2 years. Hallelujah. Well, and then the Lord called me into ministry as a prophet. Huh? My God. Hallelujah. So I'm like, okay. I said, whatever. I'm going to keep that on the wraps. I'm not going to tell nobody about that one. Okay. And so I continued on. Amen. As an usher, just continued on doing, you know, the things that I was doing and intercessory prayer and all that. So that those 2 years after it came by, and then the Lord said, this is what I was preparing you for right here when you were going to prayer, when you were going and you were seeking me and all the things that were that's coming upon you. You're going to need the strength. And then he showed me. He said, this was what I was preparing you for. And it went on. He prepared me for about 2 years. And after that, it happened. So I still didn't say, you know, that, you know, admit that he was calling me to be a prophet. I still didn't do that. Mm-mm, did not do it. So things got a little hot. Hallelujah. Everything started to happen. This started to happen. That started. I said, hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up, Lord. Just hold up. Hold up. I said, hold up. Yeah, hold up. Okay. Enough is enough. I said, it's enough. I said, okay, I'll do it. And then guess what? The fire smothered out. I went on and did what he was told me to do. I was supposed to do, so I obeyed him. But you know, sometimes you don't obey because, you know, you worry about what people are going to say. And you're new at it and in the ministry. Well, you don't worry about what people say. If you're under good leaders, then they're going to help you to do what God has called you to do. So don't worry about that. You know, you have to get delivered from people. And you have to learn to obey God. That's the thing about it. And is it, do it happen overnight? No, it don't. But if you get under some good leaders, they're going to help you and perfect you in whatever ministry God's calling you to. Okay, let me help somebody out now. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to give this right now. Go ahead and do it and get it over with. God has called you into the ministry. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. But now he wants you to perfect the gift that's in you. Hallelujah. You're chasing too many things that's not like God. You're chasing everything for everybody to like you, you know, and I want to keep contact with this one, and I want to keep contact with that one, and I want to keep talking to this one. Nah. When God called you in the ministry, there's some stuff you got to cut loose. Hallelujah. And it ain't no grapevine. It's just a weed. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So he's telling you now to draw closer and draw nearer to him. And all those things that you're going through, they will cease. It will cease. Hallelujah. You got too much going on. You got too much going on. But once he puts you in that place and you start obeying him, hallelujah, you'll see all that just fade away. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 14. Wherefore, thou cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. They were saying, Lord, don't hold us to our charge. We're going to do what you told us. We're going to do it, Lord God. We're going to have to put him overboard. They didn't want to do it in the beginning, but guess what? They didn't want to die there by not doing it. But Jonah knew that it was him. He knew they were going through all that time and everything was happening because of him, because one man disobeyed. Hallelujah. It's better to obey. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You can run, but you can't hide. Because he sees everything you do. He sees you if you're reading the word. You say, well, you'll go and you'll tell your leaders, and well, you know what? I read this word. I read it every day. You might can go and tell them a story. Hallelujah. My God. But you can't lie to God, because he see if you read his word every day. You know, now I only make this amount of money. Well, guess what? You went and told your leaders that, but guess what? God sees how much you make. He knows your check before they even cut it. Hallelujah. He sees it. So why do you think you can hide from him? You can't hide. Glory to God. If you'll be honest with the little you got, don't you know he'll learn to bless you with much? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you want the more to follow you all the days of your long? Hallelujah. You need to stop the lying and the cheating and the conniving and all those different things that you're doing and give it all to him. Because you see what Jonah did, and he went in a place where he didn't even send him to go. And, you know, and then he was almost to call somebody else's life because of what one man did and his old disobedience. Glory to God. What's so hard about obeying and telling the truth in this season? You have so many. It's not those that's outside of the church either. It's those that's on the inside of the church. Sometimes they want to look like they make their life look so great that they just can tell a lie. Oh, my God, Lord, I don't know where you're going, but amen. Hallelujah. You know, just tell the truth and obey and serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. But they told him, said, Lord, don't hold us to this, because we're going to put him out this ship, or we ain't going to die here in this ship with him. If the wind and the waves are going to calm down, then we're going to put him out this ship. Glory to God. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased from her raging. Okay, when they threw him out, threw him in the sea, guess what? It stopped. See? You see what I'm saying? See, all those things will stop when you tell the truth. And when you do what you're supposed to do and obey the Lord, it'll stop. It'll cease. Hallelujah. So you see right here, if you follow the word of God on today when I read it and when I showed you, you know, you'll know now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It will cease. So once I gave in and said, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Just said, I'm going to do it. And I didn't turn back. Make sure if you say you're going to do it, make sure you do it. Don't turn back, because I didn't. I didn't want that fire I was in. Mm-mm. Because I didn't need the fire turned up higher. I need them flames to go out. So I made sure I did everything. I told those who was in charge. I did everything he told me to do, because I wanted those fires to go out. Let's read verse 16 and 17. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. So in other words, they start believing. Hallelujah. After all that, and they threw him out, then they start believing. Hallelujah. Isn't it something? Sometimes you have to get in a crunch for you to believe, amen, who he really is. He is the Lord thy God. You don't have to get yourself in a crunch now. And before, hallelujah, he can make the flame go out. You accept him now. And see what he can do. Let's read verse 17. Amen. Now the Lord has prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. You see right there? Hallelujah. Now he could have avoided all that. He wouldn't have had to go down there and sleeping among all that stuff the fish done ate, all them guts and all them different fishes and all that. And I'm telling the shoes he done picked up. He might even have ate some people. Who knows? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just all those different things that he done ate and swallowed up. He wouldn't have had to be in that place that he just obeyed. Hallelujah. You know, obedience is better than sacrifice. So we all got to learn how to obey the Lord, hallelujah, and stop looking at people. Because we're in a place and in a season now, people want you to do some stuff, glory, and it is not godly, none of it. Hallelujah, my God. If he tells you to give, then you know what? You give. You ain't even got to tell nobody who you giving it to. Because guess what? He gave it to you. He didn't give it to them. Hallelujah. And sometimes when you want to talk, amen, to people about spiritual things, you know, and I noticed this too, they'll go off talking about other stuff. You know what? They don't want to hear about what the Lord is saying. So guess what you do? You leave them alone and you move on. But you do what he wants you to do. So therefore, you leave them alone. And what you ask God to do is go back or send somebody back to touch their soul. Because you don't want them to go ahead. You don't want them to reign on what God is doing in your life when he wants to move you forward. Hallelujah, glory to God. You don't want them to stagnate you in your growth, because he's calling everybody into the ministry. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, there's something that you can do in the ministry. Well, I said I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. So you can be a usher or whatever. Hallelujah. You can do something for the Lord. If it's nothing but say, well, you know what, Lord, I'm going to be this person that give. I'm going to give this ministry. I'm going to give them this month, every month, to make sure that the ministry can go forth. This is what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. You know, you can do what you can do. Glory to God. And he'll be pleased with that. If he tell you to give, then give. Whenever he tell you, he's not going to tell you to do something that you ain't got. He's not that type of God. He's not going to put you in despair and distress like that. If you ain't got it, he ain't going to tell you to give it. He ain't going to tell you to go borrow it to give it. Hallelujah. My God. But he did see that 20 you took right there, you know, and that's the 20 that you should have gave to the church. Hallelujah. Praise him. Glory to God. Praise him. Praise him from all whom blessings flow. But God Almighty. But God is good. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the word of God on today, O Lord. We thank you, Lord God, how you ministered to us under the word, Lord God, and everyone heard the word of God as it was preached, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them hold on to the word, Lord God. Let them learn to obey and serve right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor, and we praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to give the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sins, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, even the ones that I thought about committing, Lord God. Oh, forgive me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I repent, Lord God, and I give my life unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. Hold on with all you got. Don't let it go. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God. Because God is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget, you can run, but you can't hide. Hallelujah. I got a few minutes. I'm going to go back down and see if I see anybody with a hand raised for a prayer. I don't see anybody. If you desire prayer, press the 1 and I will bring you in. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, just press 1 and I will bring you in. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't see anybody. I want to reiterate, don't forget about the shows and the upcoming shows that's coming on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, hallelujah, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Faith Come By Hearing Saturday, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern, Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Minister Elaine Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She's coming up in 30 minutes, so go get your water and get it ready to go and show Minister Elaine some love. You know, love is what it does. Hallelujah. You ought to be able to do something sometimes. If you can't say you can't do all of that, but you can do something sometimes. So go over and show us some love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can even send the offerings, amen, to the ministry. That's fine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It ain't how much you got. It's what you do with what you got. Glory to God. And then he'll raise you up even higher so you can do even the more. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now. I'm going to get off. I'm going to do the benediction, and I want to thank you for tuning in, amen, on today, amen. Jesus is Lord. We thank you for making Jesus Lord in your life on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the benediction. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome rest of the day. And I want to say again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Amen. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Enjoy your chicken, collard greens, and macaroni cheese, whatever you may be eating on today. Amen.